From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome indeed to our program. Please be ready to turn to John chapter 7, the verses 37 to 44, for that is the passage we will consider this morning. I'd like to give you an invitation to join with me tonight at 9 o'clock. Currently in our program, we're looking at various portions from the book of Job. That's at 9 o'clock tonight. May I remind listeners of those items which we offer free to anyone who requests them. We offer free tapes of those sermons we feature on our Monday evening 9 o'clock program. Currently, we are playing extracts from a sermon on the subject of the Hollywood film The Passion of Christ. We also offer copies of our quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. And as well as this, I send out on a monthly basis printed copies of our morning and evening radio Bible studies to anyone who wishes their name to be placed on our mailing list. Some listeners like to be able to study at their leisure the various portions of Scripture that we bring before you here on our programs. Now, please make sure you avail yourself of these various items. Our hymn this morning is sung by the late Jack Holcomb, and it's entitled, There is a Balm in Gilead. After we enjoy the hymn, I will turn to John chapter 7, the verses 37 to 44. Our subject this morning is a great cry and a confused division. We're turning to John 7, the verses 37 to 44. It was the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles when the Lord Jesus cried out with great feeling unto those who were preparing to return home. The last sacrifice of the last feast of the year had been made when the Savior issues this invitation in verse 37. It was an invitation that indicated that a new era was soon to begin, in which the symbolism of the sacrifices would end, and in which He, the substance of all that the sacrifices of the Old Testament had prefigured, would be manifested to the world as the means of satisfying the needy hearts and souls of mankind. I want to first of all consider that the Savior's words were directed at those who were thirsty of soul. Sin has left mankind thirsting, and only Christ can take away that thirst. If it is not relieved through Christ, like all thirsts, it will bring death. Sinners will perish everlastingly if they do not come to Christ as they are here invited. Those to whom Christ is speaking had just engaged in 7 days of worship, and yet the Savior knew that there would be those still thirsty of soul. Religious activity of itself does not satisfy the spiritual needs of men. Oh, that Ireland would realize that truth. It is the water, not the cup, that refreshes. It is the food, not the plate, that satisfies. How many are content to handle the outward symbols of religion and never come to taste the grace that is to be obtained through the right use of the means that God has ordained for the saving of the sinner? O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him, says the psalmist in Psalm 34, verse 8. It is through the hearing of God's word and the seeking of God in prayer that sinners may taste of the saving grace of Christ. In this verse from the Psalms, we have tasting set over against trusting. When the psalmist calls upon men to taste the Lord, he goes on to explain himself by saying, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him." In this passage, John chapter 7, Christ is calling upon those who have been handling the means of grace for a week, but who have never partaken of the grace of which they are but a channel, to come to Him and drink. That is what I labor to set before you, dear listener. Do not be content with that religious activity that does not bring your heart into communion and fellowship with Christ. Remember the Savior's complaint on another occasion. "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Matthew 15, verse 8. What is required of us all, if we are to enjoy salvation, is a drawing near, believing what the Bible says of Christ. Anyone listening to Christ on this last day of the feast would only come to Him if they believed what it was He said to them. Even in the days when Christ stood amongst men, He could only be approached and embraced by faith. None would have responded to this invitation but those who believed His words. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Verses 37 and 38. The Savior was promising satisfaction for the thirsty soul, satisfaction to such a measure that the satisfied soul would become a source of blessing to others. Each believer who drinks of Christ as they may drink of him becomes a channel through whom the waters of life flow to others. Secondly, so wonderful were these words and the power with which they were uttered that listeners were made conscious of the Savior's greatness. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said of a truth, "This is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." However, others rejected this view. But some said, "Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Hath not the Scriptures said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was?" Verses 41 and 42. Little did they realize that their words merely confirmed that Jesus was indeed the Christ, for he did come from Bethlehem. He was great David's greater son. Does God's word carry with it today such power as to move your heart to say, "This is the truth"? If it does, act upon this conviction and obey the word that witnesses with your own soul that it is the message of God to you. Believe on Christ today. Come to him even now in prayer and ask for his mercy and forgiveness. That is the remedy that Christ sets forth for the thirsty, longing soul. "Let him come unto me and drink." Verse 37. Come, stoop down at the Savior's feet, and by faith drink of the water of life that he offers. Finally, not everyone was moved by the words of Christ. So there was a division among the people because of him, and some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Verses 43 and 44. There were those who would have taken Christ in order to silence him and destroy him. In which camp are you today? Are you drawn by the sweet voice of Christ, and do you feel inclined to believe his words? Or are you amongst those that would silence that voice, and do you reject his offer of salvation? I pray that you will come to Christ and drink of the water of life that he offers to you now. Please join me again tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.